It's time now for a house call from our resident health and wellness expert, Dr. Tracy Linhart from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call now for questions for the doctor, 1-855-265-2929. Now here's Pete O'Shea and Dr. Tracy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete O'Shea, Kathy Curtis on the board right now. You heard that sound, though. You know what time it means. You should get very excited whenever you hear that sound, because it means we're going to learn something. It means we have a chance to get healthy, okay? And we get to hang out with Dr. Linhart, okay? Dr. Tracy Linhart is the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. It's right there on Belcher Road, 1120 Belcher Road South. Right between East Bay and Ulmerton. Okay, you can go to their website. It's really cool. It's interactive. You can learn so much there. Peaksofhealth.com. You can also give them a call. Their number is 727-826-0838. And just for this month of January, if you call in, right? Is that what we said for the month, right?
For the month of January.
You call in and you say, I heard it on the radio. You get the $99 weight loss, the four-week special. Usually costs $99 a week. You get the whole thing for $99. 727-826-0838. All right, Dr. Linhart, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
You're better than good. You're awesome.
It's going to be a great 2016.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
It's going to be an awesome 2016. All right. Today, we have another topic we want to talk about. You want to talk about what?
I want to talk about perimenopause.
Okay. What is that?
Well, perimenopause is, you know, in women, when they start that transition to menopause. So this is a period of time when a lot of women don't know what's going on. And it can take almost 10 years to transition from perimenopause to menopause.
Emotionally and chronologically, that kind of creeps up on women because they don't want to see that change coming. So the symptomology that comes on early on, they dismiss it or they assume it's something else, right?
That, or it's dismissed by the doctors because they don't even think about that this is the underlying cause. You know, a lot of these women will start complaining that they're tired, they're fatigued. They'll start getting increased, you know, periods, they'll increase bleeding with their cycles. They'll become very irritable. They'll start having trouble sleeping. Some of them can start even having night sweats, you know, so they can start with depression. They can start with, you know, anxiety. All of these things can start happening. And, you know, this is where a lot of women get put on either antidepressants or they get put on things like Xanax. It's where a lot of women can end up with hysterectomies, too.
Wow.
Because the severe bleeding that can occur as this happens.
Well, everything you just mentioned, all that symptoms can easily be diagnosed as something else. There's a lot of ways a doctor could, if they weren't really looking at it the right way, they could diagnose it again as just depression or something else and go treat it another different way and not even deal with it.
Yeah, this is actually something that's easily missed because it's not something that's on our radar normally, you know, and it starts happening to a woman in their 30s usually, you know, mid-30s, you know, late 30s. It can go through all the way through their 40s to their early 50s before they actually go into menopause. So, you know, this is something that, you know, they think they're stressed, they're overworked, you know, it's just they're not feeling good. And it doesn't even, people don't even suspect that it's hormonal.
You know, societally also, we tend to keep pushing ourselves and the world keeps pushing us too. And the boss doesn't want to hear about it. And neither do the kids and neither does this and nobody else. And so you just kind of, just push through.
I know. I wouldn't know anything about a bad schedule.
Yeah. No, not you. No.
It never stops.
No, but again, that's what winds up happening. And yeah, therefore, we're not really dealing with it. And the more we don't deal with it, the worse the situation gets.
Yeah, we don't. And we just wait until it crashes around our ears, you know. And that's usually when I finally see the person, is when everything's crashed in, you know. But one of the things that we forget is, you know, when we talk about these hormones, we have three major hormone players in this. We talk about progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. First thing that happens is progesterone starts going down in this female, and this is where that bleeding occurs. But progesterone, I tell my women, this is female Valium, you know, so this is where you're going to be irritable, you know, this is where you're going to start having trouble sleeping. This is like your Xanax. So this is what you end up on when it goes down. They
right.
put you on Xanax. You start having anxiety, you know, and all this other stuff starts happening. You know, and I keep on trying to say to people, you don't have a Xanax deficiency. You know, you have a progesterone deficiency. You know, and
wait,
then...
Let me ask you something. You told me once before, that winds up causing serious problems. Putting them on the Xanax to replace that does cause some serious issues, doesn't it?
Well, long term, the problem is they hit the same receptor site in the brain. It's called GABA, which is basically the calming center of your brain. That's why it calms you down. But when you give progesterone, it hits the receptor site perfectly and it works and it does a really good job. When you give a benzodiazepine, which is a Xanax or a Valium or an Ativan, what it does is it eventually downregulates its receptor site, meaning the receptor doesn't work as well. So you need more and more and more of it to get the same effect.
Wow.
So that's where the addiction potential comes in these medications. They stop working as well, then you take higher doses of them, and the more you downregulate the receptor site, the more you need it.
Wow. Okay. So that's the estrogen also. Now tell me about that.
Well, estrogen is the last hormone to go. This is the final hormone. And when it finally goes down, you actually end up in menopause. But the funny thing is estrogen climbs really high before it goes down. It's like this last hurrah. So these women become estrogen dominant, you know, which is very difficult for them. You know, their breasts start getting tender. Everything start getting really irritable. I mean, all kinds of symptoms can start occurring when they're in this high level. And at that high level is when they're really high risk for breast cancer too. Because testosterone is that middle hormone, and testosterone increases the receptor of estrogen. So basically, you don't need as much estrogen for it to work. So basically, your body's making that more estrogen because you don't have the testosterone anymore too.
Wow. Okay. And then testosterone is involved in this.
Testosterone is the sex drive. It's the muscle mass. It's where the weight gain starts occurring too. When you have that higher estrogen and less of the testosterone and progesterone, you start gaining weight. And it also is, you know, mood. Again, more irritability, less sleep, you know. So a lot of things start happening. This is where you're higher risk for diabetes because testosterone also helps stimulate that insulin sensitivity, so you start becoming more insulin resistant as it go down. So it's really interesting how that whole progression starts.
Now, in each different individual case, the levels of change in all three of these hormones isn't always the same, right? It can be radically different from person to person.
Oh, absolutely. Depending on the person, especially depending on, you know, how they're eating, how they're exercising, how much stress they're under. Stress is one that will really eat up the progesterone and the testosterone in that person. So they might drop much faster. Mm-hmm. You know, and menopause by itself is stressful for a female. You know, we forget that. And then we forget thyroid. You know, when those, you know, what menopause is the ovaries stop producing your hormones for you. So your body has to start picking up that slack. And when they, you know, those ovaries have thyroid receptors on them. So they actually lower the thyroid level at the same time. So a lot of women during this whole process start going into what we call hypothyroidism or low thyroid production. So the metabolism also starts slowing down.
So again, this perimenopause, if left untreated and not taken care of and you don't adjust those hormone balance, you could be looking at downstream issues here. This can cause other issues in your body.
Well, I mean, you got to realize hormones are signals that do things. So, you know, estrogen by itself has about 400 signals that it creates, you know, so you lose those signals. Now, menopause is an actual natural progression, and women can choose to naturally go into menopause. The downside is, you know, we're putting drugs to counteract these symptoms of menopause when you can actually just put the hormone back in to counteract the signal, and you can ease the person into it better. So it's not as much of a drastic change.
Sure.
Or you can continue the replacement. When we know, we used to only survive to the age of 40, and which wasn't a problem, you know, because frankly, if you went into menopause at 40 and you died at 40, it didn't become a big issue. But when you're living to be 80 to 90 sometimes, you know, that's 40 years without these signals, and that is a significant age in progress. This is why a lot of us end up in nursing homes and various things, because our bodies are shutting down. And, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, those hormones can actually keep that internal system a little bit healthier, keep the heart healthier, keep the brain healthier. You know, estrogen is huge in brain function, the same way testosterone for men is related to Alzheimer's disease.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, these are some things that, you know, can be done to help prevent these long-term effects.
All right. And so, again, the hormonal balance in each of us at any stage of the game, but certainly here at perimenopause, is significantly important. So the patient needs to come in and see you so that you can get some tests run and find out where the hormonal imbalances are and then do something about that.
Well, exactly. I mean, if somebody has depression, we're going to be looking at why they have depression before putting them on an antidepressant. Not to say that occasionally they're not needed, but I look at them as a temporary fix until you fix the problem, you know, as opposed to this long-term thing that they're going to be on them for the rest of their lives. You know, the same thing as, you know, if somebody's having high anxiety, fine, for a short-term effect, they might need something short-term. But why? You know, let's fix it first. Is it coming from an intestinal issue? Is it coming from something else? Is it, you know, what is causing it? Is it coming from just, you know, magnesium deficiency? You know, and the same thing, is it a hormone? You know, is it the fact that, you know, if we put progesterone in the system, they don't need that Xanax anymore? That's a great thing.
And you got to have a seminar coming up on hormones.
Yeah, we do. On January 28th, that Thursday at 6 o'clock, we're going to be doing a hormone seminar. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Seminar. And that one's going to be on hormones. We also have an anti-aging one coming up on the 26th at 6 o'clock in the office. That's going to be on a lot of joint health and skin health and how to increase collagen and high hyaluronic acid, things to further your joints and your skin, to make it nice and healthy and, you know, keep it looking youthful.
All right. So the one, the hormone one, that you're going to be doing that one, right?
Yeah, I'll be doing the hormone one. Okay. I'll probably be doing part of the anti-aging one also.
All right. So again, that's something they have to register for. So you need to call 727-826-0838 and register for that seminar. The seminar is free. It's a great education process. I've been to one of your seminars. They're fantastic. And then they still get the thing, right?
For
the
We're going to be continuing it that year for anybody who does come to the seminar can get their new patient visit if they decide to join us. For 50% off.
Can't beat that either. And again, a hormone seminar especially is going to be so educational. We just talked about how three different hormones have a huge part to play in perimenopause and in almost every function in our body. A hormone's a big part of what's going on.
Well, you know, you got to realize we have lots of hormones. Insulin's a hormone. Cortisol's a hormone. You know, so all of these hormones.
Vitamin D's a hormone.
Vitamin D's a hormone.
She learned me that.
Yeah. So all of these hormones are the signals of your body. So, you know, we're not just talking about sexual hormones, but, you know, there's a lot of hormones in those bodies.
That's right. So again, you want to register for that seminar. When is the date again for that?
January 28th, Thursday.
January 28th. And you also want to sign up for that 4-week, $99 weight loss that you can only get by saying you heard it on the radio. So what do you need to do? You need to call 727-826-0838. Again, 727-826-0838. Dr. Tracy Lenhardt and Peaks of Health, Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Again, they have a great website too, peaksofhealth.com. You learn everything you need to know. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We come back. We have another segment with her. We're still in the middle of a house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhardt on the Pete O'Shea Show. So don't you guys go anywhere. We'll be right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Hey, what's going on? How are you? Welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete O'Shea. I got my pal Kathy Curtis on the board. Love to hear from you. 855-265-2929 or text in 727-487-9863. We're in the middle of our time, a house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhardt, the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Again, they have a great website. It's phenomenal. You learn so much. Peaksofhealth.com, and give them a call. Call 727-826-0838. They have right now a $99 weight loss for the month of January for 4 weeks for $99. It's a phenomenal program. You say, hey, I heard it on the radio. You're going to get that deal. That's a great deal. All right. They also have the seminar coming up. We're talking about perimenopause. Let's remind them again. That's on
January 28th.
It's a free seminar. Great chance to learn all about hormones. Because today we're talking about perimenopause. Am I right?
Perimenopause.
Okay. Again, that's something that happens to women right before menopause and it has its own set of symptomologies. And again, the hormone imbalances that go with that.
That's the transition into menopause. So you start lowering your hormones. You start lowering your progesterone first, which I call female Valium. So they become a little bit more irritable, a little bit, you know, I won't say that term, what I was thinking.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Christian Radio. Christian Radio. But they do become more irritable. They start having sleeping issues. Then their testosterone lowers, which actually can be a problem, you know, also in a marriage, because that's where their sex drive will lower, along with, you know, their muscle mass, and their weight gain starts occurring. And then finally, the estrogen lowers. And when the estrogen goes down, you actually start that into menopause. You know, so there's a lot of symptoms that can occur there, you know, and a lot of women don't realize that they're going through those symptoms when they're happening.
All right. So again, they don't realize it because quite often it's misdiagnosed. It can seem like depression or just fatigue or some of those other things. And it really can get by most doctors who aren't really, again, you're so tuned into the hormonal balance. It's such a big part of what metabolic or functional or integrative medicine is, that, that really, when they hit that perimenopause age around 40, they should really just come see you and let's get in front of it before it becomes a problem.
Yeah. You know, if women don't, you know, we use a lot of bioidentical hormones, you know, but again, if women don't want to be on hormones, there's other things you can do to actually make them feel better, you know, without using hormones themselves too sometimes.
Is that right? Such as what?
Well, you can use things like black cohosh. You can use, you know, what we call phytoestrogens, which aren't real estrogen, but they mimic estrogen, to kind of, you know, help that. You can actually do things that are similar to a progesterone that hit the same receptor site, like L-theanine for their anxiety. So there are other things you can do if that's happening.
You love L-theanine.
I love L-theanine. It is awesome. It works so well. And I mean, I call herbal Xanax without addiction or sedation. So you can't go overdose on this stuff. You can't become addicted to it. It's safe in children. It's safe in elderly. So it's something, any product that I have, and it has no interaction with any other medication.
Which is really good.
Which is really good.
Yeah. So again, though, here's the point I want to make to women listening right now. Don't wait till the symptomology gets out of control and now you've got a real issue. You know you're at that age. Let's just be honest about it and go over. Let's get a test. Let's get the hormone balance test going and let's find out where you are and let's try to be proactive. Let's try to be out in front of these symptoms that are going to come along, this perimenopause, and therefore manage it better, take care of your body better, and make that transition into menopause a lot easier.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, it doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to feel that bad, you know? So there are a lot of things we can do to get people to feel better.
Well, what we all do is we wind up to, like I did with you with the flu. I waited till it was, you know, the first 5-6 days, I can handle this, I'm fine. And then when it was like at the absolute, I can't take anymore, now I show up at your
door. Yeah, exactly. And once it's 5 to 6 days into it, it takes us a few days to get rid of it. You know, if we catch it on the get-go, if we start things early, the same thing with perimenopause, if we start things early, if I catch somebody with the flu on the first or second day, I can get rid of it within 24 to 48 hours. You know, you wait, it lingers, and then it takes us a little bit longer to get rid of it.
Well, that isn't that, though, the basis of what we all knew growing up about medicine, okay? We were never, this country was never built on preventive in the medications. It was built on after the barn doors broke and the horses run away.
We put out the fire.
Then we put out the fire. That's the way we understood medicine here for decades. And that's what you're changing. That's the process of what you're changing with metabolic, functional, and
yeah, we're always
medicine.
Trying to look for what's going to happen. You know, what is the risk factor? What can occur down the road? You know, if somebody is, are they starting the progression to diabetes? You know, why are the cholesterols rising? You know, we always try to find out the why so we can actually fix and repair the process.
Because then again, in the process of fixing it, you do so many other good things for the rest of your body, for your heart, for the lack to prevent diabetes, to prevent Alzheimer's. There's so many other values in being preventive on something like perimenopause.
Yeah, and there's been so much research in the last 10 years or so that is just phenomenal out there, especially research on Alzheimer's disease and some things you can do. I mean, Alzheimer's starts in the 50s, but doesn't really show up until the 70s in a lot of cases. And if you find somebody early on in the 50s that's at risk and you start treating them then, again, that's going to prolong that whole
right.
system.
Right, and for so long we didn't know anything about Alzheimer's.
Oh,
nobody
I know.
Knew anything. And now we know a lot about it. And that, and yeah. It's the same thing with other things. And that's, again, what I love about you, Doc, is you do the research. You go to the conferences. You go to you get all these studies. You learn. You always keep filling up the toolbox of what you can do for people.
Well, I know, and I think that's the part of it. You know, you always have to have as many tools in your toolbox because there's more than one way to get there. You know, patient A may not be the same as patient B. It may need a wholly different approach. And they might have different things. The genetics. Genetics is huge right now in the research. I mean, you know, we're finding that we can actually test someone's genetics and find out what their body needs as opposed to what someone else's body may need.
Which, again, it goes right back to individualized medicine, which is what you do. Because there shouldn't be protocol medicine to treat each thing that we know of. Because, again, there's so many different factors into how somebody got there in the first place.
I know. That's one of the things that was frustrating me when I was working in the emergency room. Because, you know, when we first started, you know, it was like, okay, here's all the knowledge. Go treat your patient. And granted, patients were treated differently depending on which doctor they had. Then they wanted it. Everybody got the same treatment. So it became very protocol driven. And by doing that, it's like, wait, you know, this patient doesn't need this particular treatment, you know, but it's in the protocol. You better do it.
Sure.
And some of those treatments could harm the patients, you know, because they did not need them.
Well, in the case, let's go back to this again, perimenopause. Like you just said, genetics plays a big part of it. Environmental plays a big part of it.
Environmental toxicities. And again, that plays into genetics too, because some people can't clear certain toxins from their body and others people can. So that same toxicity may be toxic to you, but not to me.
Then stress plays a big part in it?
Stress plays a big part of it. Whether someone's sleeping or not plays a big part in it.
Diet plays a huge part.
Again, diet plays a huge part in it. And somebody might need a different kind of diet versus someone else. You know, what foods your body likes better. You know, some people are gluten sensitive. Some people are dairy sensitive. Some people, you know, can tolerate it. Some people cannot. So again, you know, some people have allergies to specific foods, you know, or again, they're insulin resistant. So they need a completely different diet than someone else.
And again, the hormonal imbalance levels. There's three different hormones in place here for perimenopause. The balance level is never going to be the same on two people. You can see 10 people in a row who are perimenopausal, and none of the 10 of them are going to have the same imbalances. Everything's going to be different as far as the estrogen, the testosterone, right? So, you can't
That's what amazes me, too, sometimes, because if we prescribe progesterone, you know, bioidentical progesterone, it comes in two doses manufactured. You know, it's like, okay, my women don't fall always in those categories. So that's why we have to custom make a lot of it, because, again, the dose for one person may be completely different from the dose for the next person.
One of the things you do is you do hormonal replacement therapy. You do it in several different ways, right?
We do a lot of hormone replacement therapy, you know, and again, it completely depends on that person, which hormones we use, how we deliver them. You can deliver the hormones in multiple different ways. Each person's a little bit different in how they may want them delivered or how they need them delivered.
Okay, but you can do them what ways?
We can do them orally in capsule form. We can do them in troche form, which is, you know, a kind of like a candy that you suck on. We can put them in lollipops if we have to. We can do them transdermally, where you rub them on the skin in a cream or a gel. You can do them vaginally. You can do them rectally if you want to. I wouldn't know why. But it can be done. You can do them by pellets, where you insert them underneath the skin. And you can inject them.
Okay. Pellets has become a big part of your practice. And I get the pellets on a regular basis. You definitely see the impact. You see the hormonal balance happening after the pellet treatments. You really do see it.
Yeah. The pellets are great because, you know, we can get the levels up to where we need them to be physiologically. Your body will self-dose a little bit with the pellet because it's based on what we call cardiac output. So how fast your heart beats. The faster it beats, the more you absorb. So when you're stressed out, you're going to get more like your body would give it to you. And I don't really have to worry about whether my patient's taking the hormones correctly.
Correct. Because when you do the cream, you may skip a day, or you're not administering it correct. Or again, with the oral, you may forget. But here, it's done and then it lasts for months. And it releases as naturally as it would ordinarily on their own.
Yeah, it's, you know, as I said, it's a little bit what we call more physiological, more natural of what your body would mimic. So it's not like you get the single dose every single day, or with injections, you're getting a, you know, big high dose, you know, twice a week or once a week. So it's more of the natural rhythm, and it keeps the patient more even keel.
So here's the key to what we're talking about. Perimenopause can be treated. You can keep it under control. You can make that transition towards menopause easier, and the horrible symptomology we talked about at the beginning, the really bad cramps, the bleeding, all that doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. I mean, you can use, you know, things to help relieve that. I mean, again, where these women bleed heavy and sometimes they end up with hysterectomies, lots of times we can avoid that by putting that progesterone back in the body.
Okay, so guys, are you listening to this? Ladies, especially listening to this right now, and this sounds like it fits you? Okay, then you got to go and see Dr. Tracy Lenhart at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. You give her a call, 727-826-0838. Again, that's 727-826-0838. 1-800-938-3738 and get in there. Get your hormones checked. Get it balanced. Get it taken care of. Doc will be there with you all the way and take care of you. And again, now, just for this month, okay, she's doing a very big special just for us, the $99 weight loss special for 4 weeks. All you got to do is, again, call 727-826-0838 and say, hey, I heard it on the radio, and you get the four-week weight program. It's usually $99 just for 1 week. You get 4 weeks of it, and you get back on track with your life, and that's a fantastic deal. So go ahead and call 727-826-0838. Doc, awesome stuff, and I just love how you take care of your people and the way you just get on top of everything, do all the research. I love integrative medicine. I really do.
I love I do too. Thank you.
It's a different kind of medicine, guys. It's different than anything you've ever imagined. Anything. It's not the same kind of thing. You're going to get treated like an individual. You're going to get the best of what you need. All right. That is our show for today. We really appreciate you listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the Pete O'Shea Show from 3 to 6. Until then, I mean this more than you know, more than I can ever properly articulate. I love you, and I love Jesus. Kathy Curtis, thanks so much. You're the absolute best. Everybody have a beautiful and blessed evening.